on News Radio 620 KTAR. This is The God Show. The next hour, we'll be examining the important contemporary issues of your life in spiritual terms. Our guests represent diverse areas of the world of theology. Now, here's your host, KTAR's Pat McMahon.
Well, hello. Yes, this is Pat McMahon, the host of The God Show every Sunday at noon here on News Radio 620 KTAR. And Happy New Year. This is our first official 2002 God Show. And we're going to depart from our regular format of looking at social issues through theological and liturgical eyes just a little bit. Most of the time, we don't examine the specific practices of a faith, I guess primarily because that's done and done and done. You can see that on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and hear that over the years in a lot of radio stations. But when it comes to a religion that is massively misunderstood, I think that we have an obligation and a responsibility on The God Show to perhaps clarify positions of that faith and clear up some of those misunderstandings. So in this brand new year, rather than focusing only on contemporary social issues that affect us, we're going to do something just a little different and look at the practices of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Our guest is J.R. Brown, national spokesperson for the Jehovah's Witness faith, and he is the director of the Office of Public Information. J.R., we welcome you to the program. This is Pat McMahon, and since I came to you, it's a little different, because most of the time I'm used to having the Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door, knock on my door, and say, do you have a minute, or something like that. So let's start with that. Why do you come to my door uninvited?
Well, first, Pat, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very gracious of you. And I acknowledge the fact that normally we're looking for you instead of someone looking for us. But we come to your door for one very important reason, and that is we feel there is a message from God that brings good news that all people today need to hear. And since we voluntarily do this as ministers of this gospel, this good news, then we look for hearing ears in order to present this biblical message.
I've always wondered from the public relations standpoint, though, why you and other missionary-oriented religions don't wait for an invitation, because it seems to me that the percentages would be that when you come to a door and we don't know you're coming, you'll probably be interrupting something at home.
Well, this is true, but it depends on how important the minister feels the message is. We feel this message is not our own. It's from God. And so we feel that a more aggressive approach is appropriate. So we seek out people. Now, that's not novel. If you go to primitive Christianity, introduced by Jesus Christ, he approached people, whether in their home or whether in the marketplace or by the seashore. When you read the exciting account in the Gospels of the Bible, you find he took the initiative. He approached people because he had good news and a God-assigned message. Well, likewise, even though we're in very modern times, we feel the message that's in the Bible is from God.
Do you have restrictions on what your members must do within certain areas of latitude? For example, would you approach me in an airport like the Hare Krishnas?
Well, no, we try not to be so intrusive as to be an irritant to people. For example, if there are places like airports or malls, and we have not been given specific permission to evangelize there, or if there are laws restricting us from openly approaching people there, then we basically respect that. Now, here's why I would say basically that. Because if I'm in an airport, and maybe I'm traveling on business or some other reason, but I am one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and you're sitting next to me and we strike up a conversation, then I would feel free to speak to you about my beliefs. On the other hand, if I were looking for a site or location to evangelize that day, and they have restrictions in this particular area, I would respect that.
Now, I don't mean this frivolously, J.R., and we just met, but there is a picture in my mind of a Jehovah's Witness or a pair of Jehovah's Witnesses coming from their neighborhoods to my house and having to wait for the Mormon kids to leave my front door. I mean, do you compete in a missionary capacity for the souls of man?
Not at all. In other words, if we did by some chance go into an area and there were Mormons that worked there, then we would respectfully go to another part of our territory. And you know, Pat, actually, I've had that experience.
Really?
Yeah, in the early days when I went out to do evangelizing work down in North Carolina, it seems the Mormons had assigned to the same town, the little town over on the coast. They had a few workers in there, and so they were quite active. And so we would try not to get in their way. They tried not to get in ours. We were friendly about it, but we did not want this work to seem to be some sort of a harassment for people. So if we noted them in a certain section, then we would respectfully go to another one. But there's one marked difference. They had a time limit on the period of time they would spend in a certain area with individuals, whereas we tended to sort of settle in and give the one-on-one instruction, what we refer to as home Bible instruction.
So you could just wait about.
Well, yes, it was a matter of avoiding conflict. We do not seek confrontation in any way. We do not view ourselves in competition with anyone because we follow what Jesus said. He said, if you go into a certain city or village, seek out in it those who want to hear or who are rightly disposed to that message. So we're really looking for an individual who is looking for something spiritual in his life. These are the people we are primarily looking for. At the same time, others are made aware by our presence and activity there that we are active evangelizers.
As the national spokesperson for the Jehovah's Witnesses, J.R. Brown is our guest on The God Show this Sunday at noon. And I wonder, as you, J.R., talk about respect for other religions and their practices and their proselytizing, with only a minute left in this segment, I wonder if you can capsulize your relationship with other religions, or is yours the only truth?
Well, we feel we're different from others in this sense, that we take a direct approach in evangelizing. We do not have really a membership, per se, of people who just say, I want to belong to Jehovah's Witnesses. If we count you, you are an active evangelizer. If you stop, you're no longer that. So in that way, we're different. We do not have a class of, say, just laymen who come and listen to others who are professional preachers.
I want to get back to that, J.R., when we get back, because I want to go into the structure of the Jehovah's Witnesses and your relationship with the other great faiths of the world, areas of tolerance, moral teaching, the clergy, all of those things that we can learn about today on a very special New Year's program in 2002, The God Show on News Radio 620, KTAR.